victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Questions About Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now go with me to 2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter. Let's look at some scriptures. Now, back at the turn of the century, you know, 1900, 1901, 2, 3, 4, and 5, the Lord was restoring healing to some folks in Australia and then some folks here in the States. Some things had been lost, and He was restoring some things. People like Alexander Dowie and John Lake and different ones through the years. But a lot of these folk were very anti-doctor. That's not always brought out, but they were. I mean, some of them would make you pledge to reject the doctors and medicines and have nothing more to do with them if you wanted them to pray for you or to believe with you. I mean, it was very much an either or deal. And that's been an interest of mine, the healing ministry, for many years. So I've read some of the writings from way back for year after year. And some of them, half the sermon was, I mean, they linked doctors with devils.
Wow.
Some of the ones that you know about and hold in high regard. I mean, they preached very hard against doctors and against medicines. Now, one thing you ought to remember is that in those days, almost all surgeries ended in death. It was a different world, medically, than now. And medicine was in its infancy. But you know, if the Lord tarries another 50, 100 years, what do you think they're going to say about today?
Yeah.
They're going to say, they didn't actually do that to people. You go, yeah, yeah, they did. I'm talking about what's happening now. And yet, again, I thank God for the men and women in medicine doing what they know to do. Great strides have been made. A lot of people are saved. Their lives are improved by the medical field in the community. But some of the reason they felt the way they felt about it were passages like this. 2 Chronicles 16. 2 Chronicles 16 and 12. It says, Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. And, verse 13, Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 41st year of his reign. And so there have been whole sermons preached on this passage that, see there, don't go to the doctor. Go to the doctor and you'll die. A reporter was trying to make a preacher look bad in another country some years ago, and the guy had advertised a healing meeting. Come, everybody come. No matter what's wrong with you, come. We'll pray. God will heal you. Don't make any difference what's wrong with you. So this reporter showed up and threw a microphone in his face, and he said, well, what if you pray for them and they don't get healed? He said, the hospitals are full of, and the cemeteries are full of people that the doctors treated that didn't get healed. Why aren't you over there throwing a microphone in their face? But what if you pray for them and they're no better? He said, well, they're no worse. We're trying. doing what they're doing, trying to help them.
Exactly.
People are not rational. They're not reasonable in their thinking on some of these things. But listen to what the real issue was. In the NIV, it says it like this, verse 12. Though his disease was severe, even in his illness, he did not seek help from the Lord, but only from the physicians. God's Word translation says, instead of asking the Lord for help, he went to doctors. The New Living translation says, he did not seek the Lord's help, but turned only to the physicians. And he died. The Bible is obviously portraying this as something that we are not to do. Now you need to read the whole story to see how they got here. Asa, when he first became king, was attacked by a huge force, outnumbered them many times over, and they had no hope. But they sought the Lord, and they believed God, and God came in and gave them a miraculous victory over impossible odds in the natural. But then, years later, an army attacked that wasn't any bigger or more fearful than the first one. But he'd been king for a few years and got some money. And instead of praying him, looking to the Lord, he hired a neighboring king and army to come help him. And the Lord warned him. He said, if you do that, you'll be defeated. Now, here's the thing. The Lord holds us accountable for the light that we have. If you know the Lord can deliver you and do something for you because He has, and then the next time you need something, you don't even look to Him. You don't even ask Him. This is a different situation than somebody who doesn't even know the Lord. Doesn't even know if He can or would do anything for them. This is a situation of a willful rejection of the Lord and a replacing of God as healer with doctors. And this is a problem today. You hear how excited everybody is? There are some that even teach that the day of miracles and supernatural healing has passed and passed long ago. And that now God has given us doctors and medicine to heal us. Instead of what? Instead of healing by divine power? That God has given. And I even heard a fellow, you know, trying to preach one time from 1 Corinthians about the gifts of the Spirit. And he said, you know, different kinds of tongues. He said that's the linguist's ability. People that go to school and learn different languages and gifts of healings, that's doctors. No, it's not. These are supernatural gifts. None of these are natural. They're supernatural. No. God has not given us a less effective means than people under the old covenant. We got a new covenant. We got a better covenant. God has not told us, I am no longer Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals you. You got to go to the doctor, boy. He's the healer now. No. 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 Man has never been the healer. Cannot heal. Well, thank God for good doctors and nurses and people. But when they treat you, then they expect somebody else to heal you. They do the procedure. They do the treatment or whatever. And then they send you to your room. They're expecting somebody else to heal it up. Aren't they? Why are they expecting somebody else to heal you up? Because they can't. Never could. Never will. Some say, well, I don't know. That's just natural healing. There's no such thing as an intelligent person who doesn't believe in healing. Let me explain. No such thing. Anybody, an intelligent thinking person that doesn't believe in healing. If somebody says, well, I don't believe in all that healing stuff. You say, well, hey, did you ever skin your elbow? or your knee? You ever cut your finger? You may say, oh yeah, man, when I was X amount of years old, I was riding my bike down the great big hill, and oh man, I was speeding and I hit a hole and boom, and oh man, I skint this. Well, let me see it. Oh no, no, that was years ago. It's healed. It's what? It healed up. But you don't believe in healing. Oh, that's different. It's not different. It's not different. The Creator put that in the human body to maintain it. Because it's been with us ever since we've been born. We take it for granted, but it's really an amazing thing. Isn't it? It's an amazing thing. Something happens to your body, damages your body. It's amazing what happens in your body. I mean, these little blood cells start sacrificing themselves and making a clot so you don't bleed out. And then these other little blood cells come in and start fighting the infection and saying, no, you can't, not in here, not in here. And your body starts creating new cells and it starts knitting and starts repairing itself. So isn't nature amazing? No! God is amazing! God. Now the same God who put healing in the body to maintain it, from where that healing came from, there's more. You know, if your body's healthy, then it'll start working to repair itself. That's healing. God put that in there. But He can crank it up. He can increase healing power by twofold or fivefold. Or tenfold, or 50-fold, or 1,000-fold. And that's when you get some of these instant things. There was so much healing power working there. Boom, it was done in 3 seconds. What would have taken 3 weeks? All came from the same source. From the same healer. They're just different degrees. Different measures. But it all came from the healer. Healing power. You got some running around in you right now. Healing power. You see why I said there's no such thing as an intelligent person? Doesn't believe in healing? But healing by divine power. What had happened with Asa is he knew God was real. He knew God worked miracles. He knew. But he was rebelling against God. He did the same thing with his body that he did with the defense of the nation. You understand? When he needed help, he didn't go to God. He went to man. For the nation. For the defense. Does that sound familiar? And when he needed help in his body, he did the same thing. He went to man. Totally relied on man. Went to his doctors, you heal me. And he died. Because he knew better. Doesn't mean the doctors couldn't have possibly been involved, but you don't replace God with doctors. Especially when He's healed you before. And you know. Are y'all with me, friends?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Questions About Healing, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith and God. Me.